How to get to the Super Bowl. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All season, I've been talking to Coach Pete Carroll before every Seahawks game, so I've gotten a few insights on what it takes to get to a Super Bowl. He's got a whole life philosophy going on.
Well, every day is the best day of your life because it's the only one you got.
He's treated every game on the schedule as if it were the Super Bowl.
They're all big games.
Yeah,
every game's a championship.
But no game is bigger than another game, is what you're saying.
Right.
So he will practice for the Super Bowl like any other game. And that includes meditation. He advises players to do at least 6 minutes of deep breathing to prepare for practice. Not that he doesn't get nervous as game time approaches.
I get a little bit nervous.
You do get nervous.
I mean, I don't get nervous way before the game. I kind of feel it as it's getting ready. But sure, yeah, heck yeah, I do.
He has the players rehearse all those spectacular catches and interceptions that you see. And he never expects a game to be easy.
You gotta toughen up a little bit, dude. You can't want this thing to be so easy. You want the tension, you want the excitement, you want the buildup. But I'm certainly not looking forward to it being like easy. And so if it goes all the way down to the last play, that's when we're gonna have to get it done.
Although when I asked him what team he wanted to face in the Super Bowl, turns out it wasn't Denver.
So what would be your ideal Super Bowl matchup? Who do you want to face?
The Seahawks versus the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.